Jim Ransom played racket sports to keep fit, but since being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he's put on boxing gloves to fight back against the neurological disorder. He's one of about 24 people who go to Box 2 Fit Gym on the Langley Bypass for the Punch Out Parkinson's program, which provides an intense workout that leaves him initially tuckered out, but energized. "I've never done boxing, but I have got a chance to come here and try it, and I really enjoyed it," the Langley City resident said. "And people here make it very easy. So everybody's equal, you know, because all of us have Parkinson's." Ransom, almost 70, found out about the free program through a friend and wouldn't think of missing a session. He's seen other participants improve their fitness in the 6 months he's been in the program. "We all are, that are here for the same reason, so nobody's better than anybody. Everybody has slightly different needs and the coaching guys, they try and tailor to each person. If there are areas that they're having trouble with, they'll spend a little more time on that. Parkinson's doesn't get better nor go away. But if you can get the upper hand on it, if you keep working out," the retired grocery store buyer said, "it slows the progression of the disease." Sessions are at 11 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Langley, and are free to those with the disorder. Some of the participants also go to the free sessions at Box 2 Fit Surrey Gym. Diagnosed 3 years ago, Salvio Venate, 77, soon joined the program and said it's made a world of difference. "I think it's healthy for me," he said. "For me, from the first day, I feel the same way." He said he has ups and downs but has found that the intense exercise has kept his Parkinson's from worsening. "Someday you feel like you're doing everything and someday you don't feel like doing nothing," he said. "That's my system. Some days I feel like I am agitated and other days I'm more calm." Parkinson's is the world's fastest growing neurodegenerative disease. Movement is normally controlled by dopamine, a chemical that carries signals between the nerves in the brain. When cells that normally produce dopamine die, the symptoms of Parkinson's appear. According to Parkinson Canada, more than 100,000 Canadians live with Parkinson's and 25 more are diagnosed every day. Frankie Lasasso and his mother, Laurentia, are the ones behind Punch Out Parkinson's. When Frankie was working in a care facility, he encountered a boxing program for people with Parkinson's called Rock Steady. He went to the U.S. for certification but eventually decided the licensing fees got in the way, so Frankie developed Punch Out. The program is all-encompassing. Boxing requires not only a physical workout but also coordination between the mind and body, something that can become more difficult with Parkinson's. Lasasso pointed to boxing combinations, for instance, as a way to link mental acuity with physical movement. When they're not busy teaching the free Parkinson's program and running the classes and programs at their gyms, the Lasasso family is finding support for Punch Out. The second annual Guns and Hoses fundraiser will see police box firefighters on October 25th at the Aria Banquet Hall in Surrey to raise money for the boxing program, which is free, and the Punch Out Parkinson's Wellness Center located beside the Langley Gym, number 106-20560 Langley Bypass. It's a place for participants to socialize, share meals, and even meet with medical experts. Guns and Hoses tickets for spectators are $180, available through the Punch Out Parkinson's website. Anyone wanting information about the program or wellness center can contact office at punchoutparkinsons.ca or 778-384-6284. There is also a grand opening for the new Langley facilities this weekend, where Lasasso hopes members of the community can stop in and learn more about their initiatives, and find out about volunteer and support options. "We'd love to have people come down and see what it is we're doing for people with Parkinson's in the community," Lasasso said. The grand opening kicks off with a boxing class in the gym at 11 a.m., and will be followed by a barbecue and tours of the neighboring wellness center starting at noon on Saturday, September 21.